In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is the joyous feast of the Holy Theophany, of the Epiphany of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And it reminds us very much of our own baptism. Our own baptism was made possible because of this feast, because of what Christ did on this day. How so? Because of what has to do with the nature of water. All creation had to be reclaimed. Not only human beings, but all of creation, all of the elements. When the Son of God takes on the human person, when He takes on human flesh, He takes on the totality of human, He takes on the totality of creation. Because man, human beings, are made up of every element of the world around us. We are made up of carbon, of water, of everything that you see in the world around us at the elemental level is also inside us. So by taking on human nature, the Lord God reclaims His own creation. And the means by which this would happen in a total way was through water. Water, because again, it is the elemental force of life. And without water, nothing can exist. And so there is a sense of recreation here, of God reclaiming His creation. By literally entering into it, entering into the water. And so when you look at the icon of the Theophany, this is what you see. You see Christ standing in the water. And if you've ever looked at that icon, if you look at near His feet, there is usually some strange-looking creatures in the water. Do you know what those are? Those are what were known as the pagan river gods. The pagan river gods. These are, in the Holy Scripture, sometimes they're referred to as a dragon or the serpent of the deep. And they fundamentally represent the demonic spirits. And so, in the pagan understanding, there was certain forces and certain beings who controlled nature. Of course, this was a deception. And so Christ comes to again abolish and repel all these things and show who the true God is, who the true owner of creation is. So water has a purpose, just as you and I have a purpose. Everything that God created has a purpose. And sometimes we don't know that purpose until it's revealed. And so God creates water before He creates man. And He creates it knowing that one day He will use it to baptize us. You see, it's all part of a beautiful, perfect plan. And so water finds its fulfillment, its true purpose, in becoming holy water. And you could say that about many things in the church. Bread that we eat finds its true purpose, its true fulfillment when we receive it as the body of Christ. The grape, the fruit of the vine, finds its true purpose, its true fulfillment when we receive it as the blood of Christ. This is the spiritual vision, the spiritual way, and the truth of the matter. However, we could fall into a secular understanding and just say, well, this is a nice glass of wine, and that's a really delicious loaf of bread, and just satisfy my flesh and my carnal desires. And we could live our entire life that way. But the church gives us a totally other vision, that these things are not here simply for us to enjoy. These things are given by God to transfigure us, to heal us, to change us, to sanctify us. That's the incredible thing that God has done. Now, is it only with these elemental things? No. Each one of us has a purpose. Each one of us has a fulfillment waiting to occur, and that is a very profound one. Our purpose, the way we will truly find our purpose and our fulfillment, is to become saints. That is why we are born in this world. That is why we're here, is to become saints. And if a person doesn't understand that and doesn't see that, then they're missing out. Then they're wasting their life that was given, the potential that was given. Now, is this an easy thing? No. It's a difficult thing, because the world still tries to pull us in that other direction, into that secular direction, into that atheistic understanding of being alive in this world. And we have to fight against that and listen to what the church is telling you, who you really are, who you're really meant to become, not what the world is telling you. So today, we remember our own baptism, which was the initiation into this life, into this journey to sainthood. When we were given that cleansing, we were given the Holy Spirit, we were given everything we need to fulfill this human purpose, of the true purpose of life, to become saints. It was all given to us in our baptism. And for that reason, we have to reclaim that purpose on this day at the beginning of the year.